Vanessa, don't you like the taste?
The male flavour is so bitter at times, do you not think?
The male flavour?
The male flavour.
Oh, right.
Do you not think? Do you not find this, dear ladies?
Sometimes.
The male flavour is so bitter at times. Yes. So that Henry was certainly bitter. Mind, I do believe he had, what shall we call, inhibitions or prejudices against our gender ladies.
Yes.
I think this is why he did not squander his money in the appropriate manner and found himself squandering money on things like horses. Now, if a man is going to squander money, ladies, do you not think he ought to squander it on us, as is proper?
Right. This is Harriers. Hello, Harriers.
Hello, my dear Eileen.
Hello, Harriet.
Hello. I am so glad you have welcomed me to the colonies, for I had so little opportunity to visit them in my day when I was alive on the earth plane. Well, yet I had heard so much about them and their beauty, but I had no opportunity to visit. And so it has come to pass that now I am visiting them in spirit. But better late than never, shall we say.
Where are you from?
But you are all beautiful people, I see. Positive people. Of like mind. Yes. Where was I from? Where was I from? Well, where do you think I was from? Where would you say I was from?
I'm not sure.
It's got to be Europe. It's got to be England.
Yes, it was. The England of good King George. Yes.
What year?
I was born. I was born in the 18th century, but I lived through to see the turn of your 19th century. Mm. You are very thoughtful and meditative on this point.
I was thinking that you were living in the same era as the founder of the place where we are all tonight, in Naramata.
Ah.
That same era. Yeah. It's a beautiful era. I loved to live then. Maybe I did.
He says, this was some time after, I think. But we would have wished to have visited your country, your beautiful country, in my day when I was on your earth plane. But this did not prove the case, did not prove possible. And indeed, I am not sure whether my fragile physique would have withstood the crossing of the ocean. So perhaps it is just as well. For I can now see the beauty of your country from a safe place, in spirit, rather than braving the rough seas.
Were you married, Harriet?
Yes, I was most conveniently married, thank you. He was a great convenience to me, being that he possessed even more money than Henry did. And was, shall we say, not concerned with its accountability. Indeed, left its accountability to me. Therefore, I had a tremendous reserve of available funds to my purposes. Which were important purposes. Therefore, it's just as well he left all his money to me for my management.
What were the purposes?
To employ people. To employ people, Gordon. Yes.
Oh, did you run a company?
You may say that. Yes. In fact, you may say I ran a company within a company. Yes.
You have to tell them.
That would sum it up quite well. A company within a company. Yes. Mm. I had to put you out of your misery, as I can see your minds are all working on this. I was a wealthy woman, especially if my husband was wealthy. And I was a lady of court. Therefore, I spent much of my time in the company of earls and lords and knights and such like people, attending many balls and banquets and other such functions, picking up useful bits of information here and useful bits of information there. It pays my friends to have good hearing for such a task. Mm. Yes? Because you have to be able to listen in discreetly while not appearing to listen in discreetly. By this means, my friend, you pick up all kinds of very useful information about who knows who and who is doing what to who and who has plans for who. And however, it is insufficient to rely upon your own excellent skills in this regard. It pays you to employ people, that you may extend the range of your hearing, if you follow what I mean. No, my friend, I would never black. How could you suggest such a thing? I merely mean that I had many ladies who had good hearing, who would mix and mingle with whom I chose them to mix and mingle, to gather useful information, which could then be deposited in useful places at useful times. You follow me?
Yes.
Therefore, my friends, you have a saying, he is telling me, Davia. Davia is telling me you have a saying in your time. The information is power. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is power.
Yes.
Well, I suppose I would have to agree with that, because I accumulated vast amounts of information and knowledge about vast numbers of people. And you could say, I suppose, that I was a power, while not being formally a power, if you follow my meaning. But I was able, because of my information and knowledge, to have a tremendous influence. Sometimes, of course, I used my information and to influence in mundane ways. Those fops would really get me going sometimes. Those pretentious men, those arrogant men, who would flaunt themselves, who would have opinions on everything when they should have had opinions on nothing, for there was certainly nothing between their ears. And I must admit that I succumbed to hurt the poor creatures by my use of information against them. And so, my friends, some of the menfolk who were more astute than others would view me with a certain degree of awe or nervousness. And the clever ones would stay clear. And the really clever ones were careful who they spoke to. For they knew being half a mile from me was no guarantee of safety.
So you were a woman of influence in those
times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And to go back to Gordon's question, therefore my money, which my husband so graciously left me, was put to great use to employ a myriad of ears. And our marriage was what I believe you call a marriage of convenience. For he went his way and I went mine. And we would occasionally meet, but by and large we would lead our separate lives, which suited us both to the ground, for he had his mistresses. And I had my work.
Could
Could you tell me a little bit about karma, as you understand it?
Yes, my friend, I can tell you a lot about karma.
How it's healed? How it's...
Because when I came over, when I passed over to the spirit world, I was met by a couple of gentlemen. Gentlemen, mark you, ladies. The indignity of them sending gentlemen. I was met by a couple of gentlemen, Gordon, who asked me searching questions about what did I feel was the consequence of such and such I had said to poor Harry or poor Sir Gerald. And you can tell in that phrase, what did I feel the consequence was? That it is not a question that is readily answered. Mm-hmm. Yes? Mm-hmm. It calls you to think, even if it's against your basic instinct to think on such a theme. It caused me to think. And I had to think long and hard about my occupation upon the earth plane, and was led to the conclusion, after much reflection, that my occupation, my manner of living, had caused some upset and disquiet, if not harm, to my fellow brothers and sisters. And therefore, you see, Gordon, the karma of all this was that it came back to me. I had to see it through. I had to experience the consequences of my manipulations and machinations. I had to see the effects upon the people who were my victims. I had to experience the feelings which they had experienced as a result of my machinations. And it was painful at times. For to me it was just a game, but I realized in hindsight that it could not be a game. For it was people's lives and hearts and feelings that I was affecting. But, Gordon, I will say to you this, because it is at the heart of karma. And I will present you with a riddle first. Because now I am in the realm of spirit, and a pleasant realm it is. I still use my earthbound skills. But they have been transmuted for good. Can you follow this, all of you? Because the principle of it was that although my occupation, my machinations were of a negative order while on the earth plane, yet there was the germ, the seed of skills within them. And the germ and seed of those skills has survived and been transmuted for good. Transformed, if you will, if you wish. Transmuted, that they may be used for greater good within the realm of spirit. And so I now, my friends, I'm still involved in communication, in diplomacy, in positive gathering of information. But it is all for good now, all for the greater good. And so my skills, while used negatively on the earth plane, have now been transmuted. And so you see, there is hope for all of us, my friends. Mm-hmm. And even in the seeds of debasement, there is every hope of a positive transmutation for the future. But we must work out our seeds of karma, Gordon. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We must work them out. And even when we are realizing that we have done harm and repented of it, yet we must try to do what we can to make amends, if you follow me. So this is all part of karma. All part of karma.
time we finish now, Harriet. Thank you.
He wishes, if you will crave him indulgence of 2 minutes, he wishes to meet the people.
Right.
Would this be possible, dear Laura?
Is it okay, Laura? Davia comes through for just 2 minutes.
Oh, absolutely.
To say hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is
okay.
Incorrigible, you see. For meeting new people, I mean. He always wishes to meet people face to face. As Maureen, dear Maureen, must meet her guide face to face. Bye, my friends.
Goodbye. Bye, Harry. Bye. Thank you for coming to us this evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll watch over you in the nicest way.